This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might be on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack. It.
You know, even though Fat Boy, you distribute these emails, or yeah. You get them and then send them to me, and then I do them. I need to have that kind of fun thing you have with the FOF line, like, ooh, is there any heat? Ooh, is there any heat? You know?
Oh no, don't reverse the heat, man. I'll go over here nuts. Arr.
I'll go over here nuts.
I'll be wondering, you know, like
from soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts, sack to nuts.
I meant to look that up. Somebody asked on the text line. I've always heard that. What does it mean? I meant to look it up. I don't know. I think it means like on the menu. They got everything at that place. Anything you want from soup to nuts.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those pretty like easy ones to figure out. Like, it was just like everything.
Well, I was assuming that's what it was. Watch it be something totally different. It's the way it always is. We'll get the heat out of the way first. That is probably the best way to apply it.
I think you know what it's going to be about.
Dear Rise Guys, Matt, man, you can go F yourself. The whole thing about bestiality was fun as hell until you slammed West Virginia. That's my home state, and that pisses me the hell off. Like how you would say it pissed you off when people on TV would make fun of the South talking about kissing cousins and stuff. You should think about that and apologize to me and other West Virginians, you a-hole. Also, sorry to hear about your mom.
Well, that's nice.
P1 Beam in my right, Jack in my left. He's talking about whiskey, I assume. Or she. Or she. Beam in my right, Jack in my left. Not Jackin, Jack in my left.
Beam
in my right. Is that a song? I don't know.
Might be. It sounds like an Aldine song. Or.
So, it's not a slam, like y'all. I mean, it's just like that's the only state in America where bestiality is not outlawed, and it's not one of those old laws. You know, like there's laws. I think there's one in South Carolina where you're not supposed to walk a dog after midnight. One of those old school things.
It's legal to beat your wife on the courthouse steps on Sundays and Pickens.
I think they overturned that one, but you know, some of those old whatevers. But it's come up. Within like the last 10 years or so in front of state Congress or in front of state judicial, what is it called? State House. And yeah. They kept turning it down. Like, that's odd to me. That's very odd to me. I'm not saying everybody in Virginia likes to do cows and horses and stuff.
But like, we didn't
there's
start
an
it.
Active fight to make it legal or to make it not punishable by law. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I will look it up live right now on the radio just to prove further I don't prep.
Very odd for, like, I can only speak for South Carolina, but we have a, you know, conglomerate of, like, oddly overpowerful dudes running the state's assembly.
That's every. And I mean, that's all of them.
Yeah, but these seem extra ruthless, the ones we have. And they only seem to, like, care about, you know, removing a guy from his job. And they'll be done here in a couple weeks, if not sooner.
West Virginia is currently the only U.S. state without a specific law criminalizing bestiality. In 2007, delegates introduced a bill which aimed to make bestiality a felony offense in West Virginia. It proposed penalties including 1 to 5 years in jail, fines, and mandatory psychiatric evaluations. I won't slam the hand no more. I'm going to sit on it now.
It's a catch-22.
That is a... I don't care what state it is. It should be more than just... That should be mandatory psychiatric evaluations. Absolutely.
So if they...
That is beyond fetish, foot fetish, grandma fetish, meal fetish. Help me out here. Stepmom fetish, pantyhose fetish.
Now, like, what is...
Thong fetish. The animal.
What if you think the animal's talking to you? That's probably when you need to
seek help.
That's
when you need the psychiatric evaluation.
Okay, but if you just like, you know, I wanted to hook up with an animal, you're like, okay, you shouldn't have done it.
Like, what if, this is a big what if, but what if somebody floated through life never being evaluated, but some might say, I'm just talking here. He ain't all there, or whatever. But yep. But then he gets caught doing a donkey.
Yeah.
Then they do the evaluations. Comes out. Oh yeah, problems there. Is he still viewed in that same regard?
Like people expected it already. Like, or is it worse because
he still a sex offender? Even though he really maybe did not know what he or she. It's usually men though. That's the thing.
I don't know what mental health is, and people say we have to watch out for it, and like. And yeah, you do, but I don't even know where that starts to be like a recognizable issue.
My own therapist told me this, and I've read it in books. Like, introverts have the biggest problem. That's the ones that are the hardest to get into therapy, and it's also the ones you hear that. Because they're introverts, they don't have a lot of friends and close family that notice a difference in their demeanor. Like, if you're at work, you're just working, you know, a lot of times, and texting while someone's reading an email. I'm messing with you.
But now if they put
We got laws down here that are probably different, too, that don't make a whole lot of sense.
We got a lot of stupid ones that are still, like, they've never been changed.
That's just one, though, that's not an old law. Like, somebody there, big decision makers, have fought to make that still okay.
But if they put a law on the books the otherwise, they're going to catch hell for that too.
No, they're not. I mean
they're going to be
looked at. I'm surprised PETA and World. I want to say World Wrestling Federation. World Wildlife. I'm just going to say WWF and know that most of you know that I'm not talking about the wrestling company. The one with the panda on it.
The one that stole the WWF.
Who
I can't believe
first?
Vince relinquished that.
Why would they go with the panda?
I don't think they were first, though. They say they were. Yeah, I don't know. What does that symbolize other than what we know it means now?
I know what it means now, but oh, wow.
Oh, stop.
Dude, holy moly. I can't go too far into that, because and for people that get mad about that, it's because it's very sensitive toward...
Very graphic.
Very graphic, very...
disgusting.
We don't want to give you any ideas.
It's despicable.
And who would think of that... It's just a vile, wretched person.
Wow, that's never hit me before, that's what their logo is. But nevertheless, why would those groups not go and, you know, make a big hubbub about them? God, that's weird. That's very strange.
There's no money in it for them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fact that they put a law in the books and the people be like, oh, West Virginia had to put a law saying you don't have sex with animals.
Maybe they're like, that'll mess up our tourism.
Oh my god.
What do they say? What's their motto? Lovers, or is that Virginia?
I think Virginia's for lovers. Okay. West Virginia's for
animal lovers.
Black lung.
Oh my god.
Yeah, coal miners.
Love animals, especially ones that are on the endangered species.
I like them all. I do. All right, I'm going to read this one. I'm not going to ask you unless you say I can't.
No, you can do it. Read it.
Hey guys, if I'm reading another email, theriseguys@aol.com. Hey guys, if anybody's perfect for this email, it's you. So I'm writing this because I did something this weekend that you might call bull S on, but here, any sense of that himself, he wrote bull S. But here it goes. So I'm 33 years old and I never smoked weed in my life. Swear, never really hung out with people who did. What? I find that's hard for people to believe nowadays, but it's true. Well, my cousin had a pipe on him full of marijuana, I guess you'd say, LOL.
A pipe.
And he knew not to even offer me any, but something got into me, man. And I took it from him, and I took a hit. And I got to be honest, I didn't know what to think. I really did get high. I loved it, to be honest with you. I mean, more stuff happened than you would know, but I know you don't like long email. This person is clearly high, writing. So I'm going to leave my number, and you guys can call me if you want, Fat Boy. I mean, I added that Fat Boy part. I'm kind of at a crossroads here in life, you could say. You can reach me at, there's his phone number. Hope to hear from you. Peace. Peace symbol. Sincerely. He has already turned into a stoner hippie. He's putting a peace symbol on there. He probably would have had the anarchy symbol prior to this. Sincerely, first time high guy.
Oh, that's a good name. That's a good name.
First time high guy.
We got to get him on.
I'm surprised that he got high and he wasn't paranoid like I was.
I don't remember
the
well.
Good time, you know, like the first
that's
time.
That's why it sucks to get high by yourself. It's like any car door shuts outside, you're going looking out the window. Who is that? Normally that would not bother you, but when you're like that, you're like, why are the kids in the backyard? Right? Not my kids, but you know, neighbors. And so, why are they back there?
Got some psychotic stuff.
The first.
I got a pet polecat in here.
The first marijuana I ever smoked was Sensimilla, and I was wasted.
God, you know what that sounds like? That sounds rough.
That's like fake stuff, right?
No.
Sensimilla?
Is that the stuff?
I don't really know, but that's the first.
Was it in California?
Mm-hmm.
What was that crap? Not Kratom, but the other one. The one that, I mean, I'll say I did it one time. It was I mean, it's still legal.
What, these gas station weeds?
No, it was from a head shop, but it was, I can't remember what it was called. It was when it was kind of like,
it was one of the Deltas or whatever.
Yeah, well, I've had that too. Delta 8, 9, whatever it's called. The one in Georgia they sell. That got me blasted, man. That was great. You're just standing on the side of the road and they're like, and not on the side of the road, but you know, in Helen, Georgia. And they're like, just keep your receipt on there if the cops say anything to you.
That is nuts. They can, you know, engineer
stuff. I stapled it to my forehead. What was that? It's going to drive me crazy. Text in any derivatives if y'all know what that what I might be referring to. You could buy it at head shops, and it was legal, but it was
I don't even know what Kratom is. I see the sign. I just don't know what it is.
Texted in K2?
No. That's a good guess. It wasn't K2. I don't want to say it started with an S.
But it was like a pot derivative or whatever?
Yeah, one of those that, you know, by the book wasn't illegal, but I'll tell you this, boy, I had a hangover from it. Like, I never had a hangover from smoking weed.
I was so high, I was paranoid. That was bad.
I was with Paige one time when she was high as a kite, and God bless America. Let me tell you something. You think she's fun now.
I'm starting to notice your influence on people here.
I just hung out with bad boys all my life and got me in trouble.
She's talking about Inner Circle, the famous group who sings songs.
Bad boys.
What you finna do? What you finna do if we don't go to break?
Well, we will. We will call this guy. We'll text him now and see if he can.
Spice, Salvia.
I'm going to blow him up.
Yeah. Oh, Salvia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was bad stuff, right? Like the cops were going after
it? I mean, there was that weird little thing there for a while. I don't know if it's, I don't ever see it written anymore.
It didn't make you want to eat someone's face?
God.
No, that was that monkey that did that, right? The monkey smoked salvia?
Yeah, if that monkey was on Xanax.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Okay, so we'll get in touch with First Time High Guy. I think he's wanting to, I want to have to be honest with you, I loved it, more stuff happened, I don't want to get into it. I'm kind of at a crossroads here in life. I think the crossroads is Cody Rhodes' finisher, but also I think he's like at 33 I might start smoking weed now.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow him up.
I'd love
to.
All right, we'll pause there. When we come back, we have a plethora of tickets. No, we don't.
I do.
We have a plethora of emails about the Masters tickets from several weeks ago. Ooh. People talking about things they've given their boss and how they were called ass kissers for it and all this, that, and the other.
We'll get
into this. Janelle in Greenwood, you said we wouldn't read your email, and guess what? We're not. No, I'll read it next. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I wish I could have experienced a traditional American nightlife in the 70s.
Oh, God.
That would have been cool, I think. I mean, in movies and stuff, it was great for everyone.
You know what I bet was really cool? I looked into the old, like, old Greenville history, that these black clubs they had on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's during segregation, but like that had to have been a wild ass scene. Just like a huge party. Like they would turn their whole town, like, you know, like Nickeltown and Dunedin and parts of that, and just like some happening places. With like some like
Dunedin was happening.
With some booming clubs. Barbershop's still open. I drove by it the other day, I'm like, wow.
In Dunedin?
Yeah. Like you guys are still in there cutting hair.
It can't be the original dudes. I mean, there's no way.
No, but it's got to be like family members, right? That's something you pass down. Barbering.
Boy, there is not much of anything passed down, right? Like it's
not no more.
Not no more. Grammar, for one.
Not no more.
But like, I wonder sometimes, like, you know, we've talked about somebody like Ken Griffey Jr., who his daddy was the stuff. Ken Griffey Sr., 75, freaking Cincinnati Reds.
Did you
big
see
Red Monster?
Did you see Junior at the Masters?
He was the photographer.
What the? Like
just, I know.
That's what Randy Johnson does now, too.
I know. The old Mariner. Joey Cora is probably out shooting wedding photography.
Bored with money. And they start taking pictures.
And there's real photographers out there who ain't got a pot to literally piss in. And they're like, oh, well. Guess what, though? AI will take care of the Ken Griffey Juniors of the world. But, you know, so through all that, he didn't resent baseball. But at the same time, he's like, kind of, in a weird sense, kind of taking a dump on his dad's career.
Oh.
Because he beats all his records, and now, you know. And then poor Craig.
It's all natural for Junior. We talked to Senior. He said Junior didn't like to work out.
God, I wish we had that video, that audio so much. Great.
I wish we kept his phone number.
That's before we thought about saving those.
I still got Mick Foley's phone number. This ain't used it yet.
Yeah,
I should have used it when he had his wreck, though. Dang it, I didn't do it.
That would have been a good spot to slide in with that.
I got Jericho's number, and I don't want to use it.
Well, he blocked me, which for, I mean, no, not for good reason. He shouldn't have blocked me.
No.
Yeah, okay. Why would he?
Because he's a real-life heel.
I mean, that's what people say. Like, in real life, he's like a big, stupid, dumb a-hole.
Half of the Thrill Seekers ended up being an a-hole.
I know. Fat Boy and I are starting a new tag team called the Thigh Scrapers.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, God.
Schaefers.
I love, no, Scrapers. Shavers.
Who's? Chafing.
Oh, chafing. Well, we go with that,
thigh
too.
Yeah, it could work.
Thrill Seekers versus the Thigh Scrapers or Thigh.
Well, the Big Nut Buddies were already taken. So.
Big Nut Buddies was already gone. That's actually a Reese's candy in Ireland.
Nutty Buddies.
Yeah.
Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies.
That's Big Nut Buddy. All right, I'm going to like hit a couple of these like in a row. They're
oh, I got to tell you real quick.
Oh, sure.
I called High Guy. First time High Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's, yeah,
he's
yeah.
At work. He said he can come on tomorrow, but earlier.
He has a job?
Oh, yeah, cool. Believe it or not.
He hasn't quit yet and went into started playing drums or, you know.
He didn't give me a time. He just said, if we could do it before now, tomorrow, I can do it. So
I can
means.
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You heard, you text him. Okay.
So get him to say at some point tomorrow.
Like, has he started talking like Spicoli yet? Dude.
They're like, is that something you develop, a pipe tone?
You know, that's an interesting question because there was a this is just.
Like weed
is. This is just, I keep saying that, this is just me talking. But it's really like with an innocent heart. I had a, I mean, it really is. I had a friend in high school that. Just whatever you want to say, just normal dude, right?
Yep.
Dude.
About 5 years after high school, the guy came out.
Oh.
But then he started talking differently. And I was like, was that always, and I'm not making fun, but was that always in there and you hit it? Because, you know, what you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not making fun, but it's like, was that always there and you hit it? Or does that just, the coming out open all that?
Was he speaking more effeminately, or was it just...
you know, again, this will sound...
I'm curious.
It's a little bit of Death the Road. A little bit of...
Oh, okay.
Little bit
of, hey, girl.
Yeah,
hey.
A little bit of a lisp.
Hey,
but
girl.
No, I'm not... It's just, I always wondered about that, and was never comfortable until this very moment.
Didn't realize it, but it was...
No,
I don't know. It'd be too hard to put on a voice for all those years, right? Because he would have to have done it when he was younger. And then keep that going?
Yeah, but who's... Who's thinking like that when they're younger?
What's
Like, at a time in my life, I hated girls. I hated them. It was last week.
What did a girl ever do to you?
No, you know I was. Like, no, I don't want to hang out with a girl. I want to hang out with my friends, my guy friends.
Oh, yeah.
It was like baseball cards of men on them.
Dudes are drama, so I'd rather sometimes just hang out with the girls because you know what you're getting. A good time.
If you... Oh, hang on.
Not that. Everything sucks with you.
Sharing, that's got to happen at some
sharing
point.
Sharing sleeping bags.
I mean, I've slept in the same bed with girls, and we didn't...
But do you sleep 69, or you just head to, like...
We sleep.
That's the way they would tell you to do it if you had a, like, church sleepovers, you sleep head to toe. I'm like, so if I roll over, we're 69ing.
But they try to go...
And that person's probably dead.
You don't want to look over at someone's stinky feet.
They try to go, one is under the covers, one's on top of the covers.
Yeah.
Sleep 69.
Like shirt skins.
Well, it's like, you know, if you have a parent who's a foreigner, do you pick up their accent? Does that naturally happen, or do you just...
Because I have friends that are... They have English-speaking parents, and they don't have... They sound like they're from California.
You know, it's probably just tough. Different on everybody. Like, when my nephews lived in Boston for 2.5, almost 3 years, they had a little bit of that when they came back.
Oh, my God,
but it's
really?
Gone. I mean, and then you think about the guy, and, sir, you have to refresh me with your name, but the P1 who called in, and,
Doug, Tony, Terry, Beavis, Lister.
Beavis nailed it.
It was, you would just never know that he was Mexican. You remember with that guy?
Yeah, it was anonymous. He found out he had a 20-year-old son.
That's what it was.
And he drops on us. I'm Mexican, by the way. What? Like, no, you're not.
Dude, you sound like Waylon Jennings Jr., the shooter. You sound like,
the southern accent.
So that's kind of developed off of, you know, the thing. And I also think back to, like, when politicians are running, their tones change depending on who they're speaking in front of, you know.
Yeah, Hanky Mack, if you get him in front of his crowd, he's going to, you know,
he's gonna sound play it up a little bit. Southern?
We don't like gambling now. We ain't going to pass it. Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Well, if you had, like, Obama speaking at a Catholic church versus, you know, the Reverend Al Sharpton's church, it was quite different.
Yeah.
And they were all that same way. Like, when I'm hanging around some of my more country friends.
Oh, I get the same way.
I say a lot of racial jokes. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That was a joke in a joke just then.
You were the guy who came up with facial slurs.
Facial slurs. It's where you're making a racial slur with your face, and it happens more than you know.
Okay. Too much.
Facial slurs.
Let's stop it. You want to take a break real quick?
Yeah, we didn't read a single email.
I know. I hate to give you know what sometimes.
It's like a headline.
That's what the SAG does. It just kind of gets you going.
Well, we at least solidified that tomorrow we will talk to the guy who smoked weed for the first time and now wants to change his life in some way we don't know.
First time high guy.
Okay.
What if he got so high, he just vibrated so high, he looked down and says, dude, I'm gay. You know, who knows? It'll be a big cliffhanger until tomorrow, Paige. It'll be fine. All right, more of the SAC, hopefully next. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Make sure we read an email this segment. At least one.
Heck yeah.
Janelle from Greenwood. Here we go. Hey, guys, love the segment about the dude with the Masters tickets. I'm sorry, but why on earth should he just give them to his boss? That's a $2,000 plus favor by my estimation.
Wow.
Unless his boss is covering his rent next month. Hard pass. I would say offer them at market rate or use them yourself. Hey, damn it. Perks are perks, and not every perk has to be shared with upper management, though I would love to find out what he did do with the tickets. I bet you won't read this, but if you do, keep up the good work. Janelle in Greenwood.
Hey, Janelle.
I would like to know myself, because we still have another party here that was expecting money for half the tickets, the roommate.
Yeah, because they bought them together.
So.
Yeah, we got some updates to do on that. Here's another one about the same subject. Yo, dudes.
Yo, dudes.
I love these.
That call about the guy with the Masters tickets brought back memories. So here's what happened to me. A few years ago, I scored behind plate home seats for a Braves playoff game, like 8 rows up. Killer seats, got them through a friend who works for the team. Nice. So my manager catches wind of the tickets, much like your Masters guy, and strongly hinted that he'd love to go. So I caved in and gave them to him as a gesture. Well, guess what? Never got a thank you. No raise, nothing. Just awkwardness from then on. A chip on my shoulder, if you will. I did it for nothing. So tell your guy, if the boss wants perks, he can earn them. Thanks for making me laugh every damn morning. Marcus and Tekoa. How do I get a P1 name? Marcus and Tekoa, you figure out one, and you name yourself that way. It's kind of like, you
keep it.
When you get your gamer tag on Xbox or whatever.
And then you find
out. Is it even still called that?
I think so.
Okay.
Handle, maybe?
Handle.
Then if you find out somebody has the one you want, you fight to the death.
Oh, we had some knockdown dragouts. I mean, gosh. What was the one? The two girls. They were.
Dang it, what was it?
They literally, we had them come in and do some kind of trivia contest or something, and the winner got to keep that P1 name. I can't remember.
Well, I get confused when we have Jay Cooley, and then we have Jay Cool-Ass Cooley.
Yes. We have two Kevin Millwoods.
Yep.
Or not Kevin, Jeffs.
Different dudes.
Kevin Millwood played for the Braves. Jeff Millwood. Oh, I got to text him back. Damn it.
Do you think his friend that works for the team is Coach Stinker?
He got Snicker.
Stinker.
It's kind of the way that Reverend Al Sharpton says Snickers, yeah.
Snickers.
Snicker.
Stinkers.
I need a Snicker. I need to be satisfied.
Yum.
Enjoy a Stinker Ball at Chipotle. Why did they take his show? I don't know why, but I mean, come on. He can't talk. It was great comedy.
How were their ratings?
That had to have been high because he could not say anything off of a prompter. He just could. I mean, he said Chipotle. I thought he was trying to say Chick-fil-A.
I did too.
He was trying to say Chipotle.
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 Why was traffic problem email sent?
Kim Kardashian. That was my favorite. Kim, like
Kardashian.
Everybody, even my sweet mother knew how to say that. I mean, you at first you struggle with it, but I always kept Kardashian. Kardashian. Kardashian.
You think your boss just took his tickets like, okay, cool.
Thanks.
No, he didn't even get a thank you. He just took them like, okay.
Probably.
Stupid loser, go back to work.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, it's at...
I'm going to watch the Braves.
See, I'd also like to know, like, did that guy own the company? Or was he just a manager? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, did he give him to the wrong person? We actually have audio from the boss.
We do.
You stupid bitch!
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he was saying to them.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, at that same thing, like, you know... And what's crazy is I said this before on the show, and it's so crazy how many of you were told or taught the same stuff at your workplace about, you know, like pregnant women. You don't acknowledge it because
you don't ask them if they're pregnant.
It's not that. It's because I've done that before, and it turns out they're not
pregnant.
Yeah, you
should never ask.
Let me tell you what I did. I did this twice at the funeral the other day. This is a lesson for those of you that are, especially in the receiving party or whatever you'd say of funerals. If the wife and or if the wife or husband comes and the other one's not there, don't ask where they are. Okay?
Oh, you didn't.
Twice. Yeah. One of them was dead and the other one was divorced.
Dead?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Awkward.
I was like, where is so-and-so? Oh, you didn't hear anything. And I'm like, well, crap. I'm sorry I didn't come to that receiving of friends. I didn't know. I don't have regular Facebook, like Facebook. I just have the fan page thing. So I don't get to see, like I was telling my cousin that the other day. I'm like, I don't see a lot of the stuff because I don't know how to.
People should be reaching out.
No, I mean, but then the other one was like, oh yeah, we're no longer together. And I'm like,
that's sad.
She's like, no, it's okay. It's only last year. Okay.
But then there's the follow-up. You know, a lot of people would ask that, you know, what happened?
I didn't. It was the look of embarrassment. But the whole thing about you don't ask boy or girl or, you know, especially.
How'd it go coming out?
You don't ask how long they're going to take off. That's a big no-no. I know. But why? That's like, I remember the old days where you'd have baby showers for people or you know.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, I will say that our company sent a flower to my mother's funeral, and that was nice. And Mark Hendricks came.
But I feel like as far as like formal, like that ain't gonna happen.
Some of the folks, that's the thing is, some of our like sales or account executives, even some of like our general sales manager, on social media because I brought it up, like I put up the picture, you know, and they were like. You know, so, and a couple of them, I was like, thank you so much for thinking outside of the corporate America and speaking to me like a person. And I wasn't saying that the person I said that to kind of knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's when, first off, who's going to get offended that you said my condolences to you? Like you took
God, you would hope nobody.
You would, I mean, no crap.
But you never know.
But then you never know what that person is dealing with. Like, they may have just suffered a loss. Not that they're saying, "Oh, you didn't say it to me," but they're like, even thinking about it, you know.
It's hard to process that sometimes.
Yeah. That's why I give Fat Boy an excuse for not coming to the funeral, because I didn't come to his dad's ashes cremation thing.
I didn't even go to my own grandparents' funeral.
Why?
I can't be in that scene.
I hear that from family members, and I'm just like, well, then let me do all the work, and it kind of irritates me.
If we had had the funeral in Clemson, would you have came? Or
no, I can't be around dead bodies.
She would not have had that happen, trust me.
They're not just dead
bodies. Hang on now, she was neutral, right?
I'm going to just say something because you irritated me. They're not dead bodies. They're people that you loved. You need to respect that.
Well, you're a living body right here with me now.
And he doesn't respect you.
That's right.
Okay, we know. We know how he is.
He's a jerk.
He is.
Don't step on your glasses.
No, Paige, look.
Yeah.
He gave me these pens.
I know, that's a nice gesture. I'm not bagging him for that or whatever.
I will use those same pens to sign the thank you cards. I would have had to bought pens if not for Fat Boy.
But I cut you off at the pass, because if I buy them, I get to deal with.
You get to Indy and take them back.
He gets to chew on them for you.
Take them. I get to deal with Happy Man.
Sniff stuff. Bring him something to sniff.
I got some sanitizer left, but it's weak on the alcohol.
Check out this cushion of this chair. So much like you're not supposed to have that, there's this culture at work, at a lot of places, where you're not supposed to talk like that. They don't do birthday parties, they don't do baby showers and stuff. At the same time, then that should be the complete same thing. You should not give bosses gifts. You should not, if they win an award, you should not thank them on that. They may be offended that you thank them for that they won.
So keep it professional.
Yeah. That's why I didn't go to that one award show. I refused to dress as a fake cowboy. I said, no way. I will not do that. I will not. Such a posers.
Some people like to play the politics. So it's, just...
it's a theme awards party. What?
I think the last time it was spring themed.
Oh, was it?
The hell does that even like?
I wore my own, whatever I wanted to wear.
It was nothing. She went topless.
Yeah.
Several of them dressed as peacocks, I understand. All right, can I do one more?
You cannot.
Oh,
we gotta
go. Goodness.
Damn.
That's what's good about that fat sack. Just keeps filling up.
You said you were doing that earlier.
And it spills over into the week, too, you know.
Okay, so tomorrow, before, sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, no, 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We will talk to first-time high guy.
First-time high guy.
And see.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm interested to find out, because it seems like it's going to, like, take over his lifestyle.
Feels like he was really, like, he was enlightened. In a sense. Or maybe he just like, man, I've been missing out on all this fun stuff. Who knows?
Arguably, he partook in probably the worst, most disrespectful day to do it.
Yeah, but you know what else sucks, too, is that some, like, we can't even drink in here because because it's a formal broadcast.
Not alcohol, not anything.
Like, well.
Mark Hendricks won't allow us to drink anything.
Well, I've broken that rule. I'm doing it today. But, like, you hear some of these radio shows because they're on at the Super Bowl, or they're in a state where weed's legal. They're doing it on the air, and it pisses me off.
Really?
I don't know the legalities of it.
I don't either, but it's like, man, I don't like Pat McAfee's schedule, but I love the fact that he can smoke weed and do radio.
He can cuss, too. He can do whatever he wants.
He can cuss, and
he can wear shirts with no sleeves.
I bet I could stand on this desk and it not fall now. You want to see? I don't.
Take another picture.
We'd be without a studio for 6 months. We'd have to go back to the old one.
Let's not do that.
All right. That was the mail sack. If you have emails, especially podcasters, it's a great way to – it's not a gay way. It's a great way. It's a great way, drug, to keep in contact with us and interact. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Fatboy is Chris.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys, AOL.com. Don't ask too much now, because I'm trying to rest in peace.
Paige, what is up in the place?
Oh, exactly. What age? When does your unhealthy bad habits catch up with you, Fat Boy?
God. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.